The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First of all, we're going to begin with Aer Lingus. The Labour Court has really put it up to the union because they've produced a recommendation, final recommendation, to increase pilots' pay by 17.75%. It's a big jump from where they were and a little bit down from where they wanted to be. Aer Lingus have said, yep, we're in. And now it's over to IALPA to make their call. It's not binding by any stretch, but it is big movement compared to where both sides were. Owen Curry is a travel commentator. He's with us now and has been following this story from the get-go. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
It sounds like you're joining us from an airport where you seem to perennially live, which is, I'm nothing but envious. The whole point of this is we seem to be kind of heading towards a resolution. Do you think we'll get there?
We're a long way off the resolution, Jonathan. That's the bad news. We've had 548 flights cancelled so far. I do expect another more than 100 more to be cancelled because the work to rule stays in place while the Labour Court is deliberating. And now IALPA are going to be deliberating. There won't be an escalation of the action. There won't be the equivalent of the one-day strike we saw two Saturdays ago. But there are going to be more cancellations. Aer Lingus have been chartering an aircraft with crew to cover the eventualities at this busy time. So while we have some hope, some great cause for hope this morning, it's no use to those people flying off to Chicago with no CPAC video and young children on the flight today getting a substandard service.
Yeah, well, it's not what they paid for, but at least they're going to get to Chicago. Like Aer Lingus has been doing its very best to plug the gaps, and where there are cancellations, it's normally on a route where they might be able to accommodate you on an earlier or a later flight.
Absolutely. They protected Transatlantic, the famous EI 104-105. That's being cancelled every day. There's one of the flights, the evening Heathrow flight from Cork at 20 past 8, where you're sitting this morning, two of the Heathrow-Dublin rotations and some of the other rotations are gone. There's a pattern to them. They will continue over the coming week. I do expect another round of cancellations 7 days in advance, because this isn't going to be a fast process. It looks like the Labour Court took King Solomon's sword, and with that sick Solomon sword right down the middle, the 12% is what Aer Lingus were talking about. 24% was what IALPA wanted. It's close to 18. It's quite complex because some of it's backdated. Some of it, about 9% of it, about 8% of it is in future. They've changed, and this is the key to the resolution that the Labour Court put in place, was they changed the three-year cycle. That's the cycle of pilot pay agreements going back all those years, way, way back with IALPA, to a four-year cycle in this case. And that's really where they got up to the figure of about 18%. IALPA will be looking at this. The executive will meet and there will be members' meetings. They're doing a major consultation on it because it's also quite complex. There's the cancellation of a debt. There's also overnight allowances, which are really important part of the pay. They are up by about 10%. So a little bit complex, and there'll be quite a consultation process on this. Where it goes after that, the only thing I can say I can predict with almost near certainty is that the executive, the recommendation of the executive by IALPA will be accepted by the members. They tend to follow their executive and vote 96-97% in favour of what they say. What they say is going to be crucial to resolving this.
And they're in conclave right now, the leadership of IALPA, and the pressure's really on Mark Tighe because he has marched them up to the top of the hill. Is he going to have to march them back down again?
It's very interesting that they had only 8 hours of strike action. They caused all this havoc with a work to rule. So it's sort of a win-win that they didn't have to go without pay. They were continuing as if things were normal when they weren't normal. And that has put immense, that they succeeded in putting immense pressure on Aer Lingus with that. They succeeded in absolutely petrifying the passengers, who anyone with an Aer Lingus booking over the summer has been fretting over this. And they've dominated the news agenda. So they've really shown the power that a pilots union has. It's an international power. Pilots unions are the most powerful in the trade union movement left, and they have almost succeeded with all of that. Now, the big question that the executive will be pondering, and I'm going to put it a little bit crudely, more crudely than it would be inside the room, is do they take that 18% as the starting point of a new round of negotiations? In other words, put it in the back pocket and go back into Aer Lingus with face-to-face talks. That's a possibility. And the reason I say it is it takes a lot to get a strike mandate. You know, it can take 12, 14, 18 months to go through WRC Labour Court, get your members balloted, get your members balloted with instructions for industrial action. People will remember the INMO with the nurses and midwives a few years ago, how long a process that was. They got through that process fairly quickly because they needed to have the strike threat loomed, hanging over Aer Lingus during the summer months. They did it, they have it. And having gone to the trouble of getting the mandate, the question is, will they now settle for the Labour Court recommendation, or will they try and push for more?
Owen, there are very few people listening right now who wouldn't take a 17.7% increase and go, thank you very much, that's very generous, and we'll move on. And no change to their core paying conditions. In fact, other things have happened around it that are to their benefit. If they're hoping that the public will continue to back them or back them at all on this, that's ebbing away. And I think that's why Aer Lingus were so quick to get in and say, absolutely, we'll sign up for this.
Yeah, yes, it's public opinion is irrelevant. You know, you're looking for an increase.
Not if you're stuck in Spain.
34,000 of an increase at the top level. That's what's being offered by the Labour Court. The pilots don't care whether they're supported by the public because it's very hard to get support when you're on that level of wages over 140,000 average. And you're really, really destroying people's holidays. They've caused so much havoc to people. So I don't think they worry at all about public opinion. In fact, they've been pressing the public opinion onto Aer Lingus and giving 7 days notice of an action so that Aer Lingus would be forced to pay passenger compensation as well. So they're really using the public to put pressure on Aer Lingus. I don't think they expect much sympathy, and I imagine when you're on the salary levels that they're on, you're not going to get a lot of it.
Right, well, we'll see what IALPA come up with later on, because they are, as I said, in conclave, and they will give an indication whether they are going to accept this or recommend acceptance of it, or, as Owen suggests, go back into further negotiations. Just before we finish up, Owen, I was mentioning the terrible weather that we are experiencing for the last couple of weeks in Ireland. It's not a year for the staycation, but lots of people coming back from places like the Canary Islands and Spain have been lamenting the weather as well. Nobody seems to be getting a good run of it unless you're going to Greece.
Yeah, Greece is absolutely splendid at the moment. You know, there were heavy rain in Spain, quite serious flooding in some of the cities of Spain.
I was there for it. It was interesting.
It's your fault, Jonathan. Okay, here's a really important advice to News Talk listeners this morning. Check where Jonathan's going on holidays and avoid it.
It's very solid. I mean, people have been doing that for years. Owen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Wherever you are off to today, sir, safe travels. Owen Carey, lead travel commentator. Pleasure as always. Thank you very much for that. One text in, though. I mean, I was talking about the appalling rain that is afflicting us here in the south of the country and also over in the east of the country. But we have a text in. A beautiful sunny day here in Mayo. We don't get many, so don't depress us because you're having a bad one in Dublin. Yeah, but to be fair to Mayo, you don't get much up there. God love you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.